Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Let's fire this sucker up. Fire it up, Jeffrey. Well, they did it. Unbelievably, incredibly, in dramatic fashion. Coming back from 18 down. The stunning second half. A critical fumble. And a preposterous play by the backup quarterback. The Memphis Tigers defeat the Arkansas Razorback at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. So we'll be talking about that, of course. Happy fall, everybody. Hey, Jeffrey, how do you feel about fall?
Do we get it?
The early word, which of course is the email you get if you subscribe to the Daily Memphian. You may even get it if you don't subscribe, you just sign up. I don't understand the nuances of these things. Anyway, they said that we're expecting fall weather.
Okay.
Maybe even a little rain.
I was going to say, but I'm in favor of it for about the 2 weeks a year we get it.
So it's fall. It is fall, officially and formally. Also, Rosh Hashanah begins tonight. Happy New Year to our Jewish listeners. And we got Ryder Cup. This
is a big week, Jeffrey. Oh, it's a massive week of sports.
And some incredible college football games coming up this weekend. So we have, of course, a gazillion things to talk about, which we will do. In fact, we may even do it with y'all. Can you remember the last time we took calls, and apart from trivia, when we feel
right.
calls, a call, when we feel a call.
Is it all the way back to like the draft with Cedric Coward?
We might. Do you think we did it then?
I know we did take calls during draft season.
We certainly did it in the wake of the Desmond Bain trade. What do you think of that?
No, whatever, you're right. I think that's probably. That.
But then we might have done it.
No, we definitely did it during the draft. So the trade happens before the draft, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the last time we probably took calls.
So it's funny. Like, we were one of the shows on this station that was most apt to take calls. Does Gabe ever take calls? Have you known Gabe to take a call?
I think he has before, but not frequently.
You all don't take calls very often, do you?
Not all that often, no.
And Jason and John occasionally will, but we have often, once upon a time, taking calls. We actually got a memo. Did you see this, Jeffrey?
I did.
We got a
last
memo
week.
From Brad saying, folks, hey, we love it when you take calls. It was like prodding us to take calls. Well, here we have an occasion because we got Memphis beating Arkansas. And so we'll see if they still like talking to us. Still, but not right now, folks. Not right now. Don't call right now. But maybe the end of this segment, next segment or something, we'll ask you what you thought of what was going on. We'll also do the fight song roundup. My feeling, you know, we always try to find five teams to celebrate, and then we find a team worthy of our disrespect that we blow up. I'll be honest, going through it this morning as I was trying to identify the teams to celebrate, I found a lot more teams to blow up.
It definitely felt like that
Didn't
kind of week.
Feel it like felt like a that week kind of week. When whether you were a Florida fan or an Oklahoma State fan or a Clemson fan or a Wisconsin fan, it was like, or a North Carolina fan, it felt like, what are we doing here? Like, this was a disaster. I mean, it's confirmation of an ongoing disaster, right? I mean, wasn't that the theme? Wasn't the theme in this weekend? But we'll get to them episode in a minute. Oh, Odyssey, Arkansas is another one.
Yep.
You know, Arkansas is another one. Wasn't the theme of this week misery and buyouts and how much does it cost again? What's it going to cost to get rid of this dude?
Who are the candidates?
Who are the candidates? Can we afford it?
It definitely felt more like a weekend where you're like, oh man, these are dumpster fires.
How quickly we've gotten here for some of these teams. So we have found some teams to celebrate, and we will do that. But we may tinker with the formula a little bit today and get some more explosives ready.
Exactly.
Because it seems like it's only appropriate. So we will do that at some point, maybe in the next segment. That's when we normally do it. But hey, we're going to take calls. So then we have Chris Harrington. He's going to join us. I wonder how Chris is doing his fantasy football team. Didn't he end up with Saquon Barkley?
I believe that is correct.
Woo! Like, the Saquon Barkley thing, Eagles find a way to win, right? They become the new Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Some of us had Rams money line.
But the Saquon Barkley thing is exactly what, like, I don't know why. I mean, it's sort of a stance to reason. You look at a running back that has heavy use and productivity 1 year, and the trend is very clearly they fall off a cliff the next, right? And you can be the person who thinks, that's not going to happen to Saquon Barkley. So far, it's happened to Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, also, though, it's been like weird game scripts.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not.
But
I'm
he is not, certainly not. He certainly
not
is all, not
at
had.
All saying he is not a, but he is, he's averaging 3.3 yards a rush, and that is 28th in the league. But they win anyway. So anyway, we'll check in with Chris Harrington, and we'll do the fight song roundup, and we will try to cover as much of this as we can. But we'll start, of course, with Memphis defeating Arkansas 32-31 on an epic comeback day at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. You were looking at the win probabilities.
Yeah, according to Bill Conley's SP Plus post-game win expectancy, Arkansas had an 80.2% win expectancy based on how the game went.
It was at one point 28-10.
Correct. I also looked this up this morning. Teams that have, since 2023, teams that have had an 18-point lead in the second quarter were 197-2.
And yet the Tigers came back.
Correct. So this is historic.
And won, incredibly. It is, in some ways, you can argue that it is the Ryan Silverfield effect. They came back massively to beat Mississippi State once upon a time. I think that was 10 points. They came back to beat South Florida.
UCF. I think they were down at least two scores to UCF.
Yeah, the UCF game was absolutely a massive comeback. The North Texas game in 2023. Yep. They took their first lead. I think it was like with something like 47 seconds left in that game. Like
there was a Charlotte game 1 year where I don't think they had the lead until like,
yeah, it was
the
funny
very
cause Ryan after the game, said, you know, this team doesn't back down. We believe whatever. And that's, as I said in my column, that's an easy thing to say. How you either know it or instill it in a team that is 70 new dudes. I mean, I think Ryan very clearly, one of his absolute strengths is getting players to buy in and believe in the program and buy in and believe in what is possible. And you start with like Seth Hennigan buying in and staying here when he could have left is one example of that. But another example of that is this sort of not letting go of the rope thing that the Tigers do routinely under Ryan. It is very clearly one of his strengths, and they did it again. I'll be honest. When they're down 18, I didn't give them much of a chance. And it's not just because they were down 18. They looked utterly incapable of stopping Arkansas. And then Brenda Lewis was just like throwing it practically into the crowd. Like he was like, what are we doing here?
Yep.
You missed the guy by 15 yards.
Yeah, a tight end wide open and he couldn't even get a hand on it.
And then what they did after that is, I mean, it took a incredible, unlikely miracle, and yet, by the way, forced fumble to win. But what they did in the second half and throughout that game to even be in a position where they could then make these massive plays to win, I think needs to be emphasized. One, they held Arkansas to 3 points in the second half. That defense held Arkansas to 3 points in the second half. An Arkansas offense that had been, like, say what you want about Arkansas's defense. That offense is really good. Taylen Green is really good. They came in averaging better than 70% conversions on third downs when they were 3 of 10.
Yeah, they were
on
great
third down.
Critical downs.
So an unbelievable performance. Obviously, turnovers are a huge part of it. By the second half, by the defense in the second half. But then secondly, they ran for 290 yards, against an SEC defense. And you can say, yeah, it's Arkansas. But, you know, Ole Miss didn't run the ball particularly effectively against Arkansas.
No. Sack adjusted, they ran for 313 yards and 8.2 yards per attempt.
I mean, that is unbelievable. That's against an SEC defense. You're running sack adjusted 8.2 yards per attempt. If you include sacks, they rushed for 290 yards, 7.1 yards per attempt. Like they between the two of them, Sutton Smith is tremendous, by the way. Like he is absolutely a worthy successor, easy for me to say, to the line of really fine Memphis running backs that includes D'Angelo and Daryl Henderson and Kenny Gainwell. And on and on. He's tremendous coming back from the ACL, obviously, last year that cost him basically all of last year. 147 yards. Great Sutton. On 12 carries. And I think actually it was the last three were unproductive because they were just running out. So it was less than, I think it was like 147 on 9 carries or something at one point. It was unbelievable, including the 64-yard touchdown run. So, yes, it took a couple of massive, massive plays at the end, but in order to put themselves in position to make those massive plays or have them matter, what they had to do was totally flip the script and pretty much dominate Arkansas in the second half to the tune of allowing them 3 points and to the tune of running for 290 yards. If you're asking me what the key plays were, listen, the touchdown before half on the questionable should it have been offensive pass interference, that was massive because it made it seem possible.
Yes. Right? Yes. When it went from 3-score game back to a 2-score game, yeah. And then you're like, okay, they get the ball to start the half. Like, yeah.
So you go from 28 to 10 to 28 to 17. You're like, okay, maybe. Let's be honest. There were people who left at half. And you know who you are. You're going to have to live with it. Again, I'm not going to judge. I turn the Bills off all the time. But there were a lot of people who left at the half. But had it been 28 to 10, it would have been a lot more. You agree?
Like, yes, 100%.
It was a hot day out there. It had been 28 to 10, a lot more people would have left.
That seemed to be the theme of a lot of games I was watching this weekend. It was very hot, and everybody's like, left. I'm going to go get in the AC.
So, yeah. So again, I'm not blaming anyone. You make your own choices here. Now you have to live with the consequences. You know, this is what you missed what you missed. But anyway, so that made it possible. And it's not like everything had gone right for Memphis. They try the onside kick, fails miserably. They try let's call it what it is, ill-advised double pass from C.J. Smith, right? There's a guy.
What did you tweet? That was his first play.
Was literally. This dude is on the Bruce Feldman freaks list because he is so fast. That's how fast he is. Comes here from Purdue. And we heard about him all offseason. Wide receiver from Purdue. Fast as grease lightning. Like, unbelievably fast. One of the fastest players in all of college football. He had not touched the ball until the first half. As a Tiger yesterday, they throw the quick hitter to him. And what does he do? He uncorks his throw of his own. His first play, the fastest man on the Tigers, his first play was to throw an interception. Now, Sutton Smith was open. There's no question about that. But you got to figure. So I looked it up, by the way. Does he have a history of throwing the ball?
I'm going to guess no.
No, does not have history.
They'll never see it coming.
Obviously, they saw it in practice, but it's not like, and honestly, the fact that they were doing that kind of stuff, that they were trying the double pass, that they were trying the onside kick, made you think that Ryan was like, God, we're going to need a miracle to beat these guys.
On film, they did not like what they saw.
We're going to have to beat these guys with trickeration. But it turns out they didn't, and they didn't come out and score right away. Like, it was full marks, because there was every opportunity to fold here. Like, when those things aren't working for you, when you're down by 18, even at the half, like, there's some Arkansas fans who are really mad that it wasn't an offensive pass interference call. Like, I got emails saying, you left out, you didn't even mention the pass. You know what? At that point, Arkansas, you're up by 11 points. You're up by 11 points over a team that you were favored to beat by a touchdown. You're an SEC team. I think you should probably, if you don't have a coach, should get fired. You should probably figure out a way to win that game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not going to let you say it was that pass interference call.
To your point, in the second half, Jeff, you mentioned it, 3 points.
3 points in the second half.
On 223 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you did this to you. Yeah, yeah, you don't get to come at Memphis fans with that pass interference call. So, we get to the critical plays, and obviously, the first, well, a couple, Kamar Wilson's pick is the ball thrown literally right to him.
Yep. Like,
Talen Green is an awesome player, capable of some ridiculous plays to the positive, and some. Totally inexplicable pays to the negative, right? So he throws it to Wilson, smack it. Great play, honestly, by Wilson, anticipating the ball. Hits him in the hands. Aw, damn it. That could have been a game changer. And so what happens?
Comes right back to him.
Immediately goes right back to him. Shows he hasn't lost confidence in him.
You don't want your guys to be negative.
And that then sets up. So then we get the Sutton Smith 64-yard touchdown run. Sutton Smith, absolutely awesome. And feels so happy for the kid. But that was, by the way, that was no easy run. Like, he was tackled.
I thought that was the big story. Is like, how many times the Tigers, you thought they were bottled up, and
thought
then
they
just
were bottled
whoop,
up. And
there
then,
he goes.
Yeah. And it was a situation where you're wondering, is Lewis going to keep it? Is he going to hand it off? And they didn't even seem to know. There was like a half a second where they were both holding the ball, right? And they're like, okay, Sutton, you take it.
Yeah.
And so Sutton shrugs off a tackler. And then, as he said, I saw a lot of green out there. It was go time. 64 yards later, all of a sudden, incredibly, Memphis has the lead. Fans going crazy. Because people didn't believe this was going to happen, you know, 20 minutes earlier. You're like, what are we watching here? And in that way, it was reminiscent of a lot of Memphis's big wins over SEC teams in the past. Like the Tennessee game. Tennessee game, if you were at that game, some of you were, I was, all game long, you didn't think Memphis was going to win that game. Tennessee was the better team. Tennessee was dominating that game, but Memphis was hanging in. And then all of a sudden you get a 95-yard kickoff return, controversial kickoff return. ESPYs called it the play of the year, though, so it had to count. It counted, baby. Look at the scoreboard. And that turned things around completely, and then you get the late touchdown. Chris Powers, goes on in history. But the same thing when you beat Mississippi State, the last game against an SEC team at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Mississippi State's up by 10, man. Looks like they got this in the bag. And you look at the raw numbers off that game, Mississippi State appeared to have dominated that game. That was a Mike Leach coach team. And all of a sudden, Calvin Austin, punt return. Game changes incredibly. It's like I think the part of the lesson is for Memphis fans, hang in there, baby. Because you will
see something you haven't seen before.
You may see something you haven't seen before, and things can turn fast. And so all of a sudden in this game, you're like, holy crap, Memphis is up. I can't believe it. Like, what are we watching here? And then it just felt inevitable that Arkansas was going to score.
Well, you and I were texting, what was the right strategy? Should they let them score so they can get the ball back?
Literally, we were contemplating, and Ryan was contemplating, we later learned. I was texting both Jeffrey and John saying, should they let them score? Because you're down, you know, to the final 2 minutes, clock's dwindling down, you're running out of timeouts, you got nothing. What are you going to do here? Like, they seem unstoppable, and this is going to be a demoralizing way to lose. Should you just let them score?
And at least give yourself a chance
to score and take the lead again. And I will say this. I think you pointed out, Jeffrey, exactly what in fact was the reasoning.
They missed it.
This is the reasoning that Ryan relied on, and this is the reasoning that Jeffrey texted me at the very end of the game. I'm like, no, they shouldn't let him score. Just go ahead and hope for a stop, hope for whatever. And you pointed out that their kicker had missed two critical field goals against Ole Miss. So if you could just
force the kick,
maybe the guy will miss it.
Yeah.
Like maybe he'll miss it. And so in the end, Ryan said that's exactly why they didn't let him score. That is the reason. Otherwise, they would have let him score. But they're like, he missed two against Ole Miss. Young kicker. Maybe he'll miss again. Pressure situation.
On the road.
This is our best chance. Ryan was not at that point counting on Chris Bracey coming up and forcing a fumble. And you almost couldn't believe this. Mike Washington Jr. is a load, by the way. He got one Tiger hold on to his legs. And this was not, I called it a miracle. I never called it a fluke or luck
or anything else
because it was 100% intentional. They had been talking all the second half, you know, punch the ball. And you watch Bracey coming up there. Right hand goes out and smacks that ball. It very clearly dislodges it. The officials got it wrong and called it, said he was down. And so then you go to instant replay.
Well, remember, also, Washington's on top of a defender.
That's why he wasn't down.
Right.
I mean, this was totally intentional. It was gritty.
Hold him up.
That's exactly a massive play.
That's how you teach it. It's one guy holds him up.
Yep. And one guy failed. All you have to do is hold on to the ball. The other guy, and give Ryan full credit. They're like, this is the way you teach it. And all of a sudden, ball's out. And then you get the wait for the instant replay review. But one of the phenomenons in the wait is you get the replay. We get to see it ourselves, and it's clear as day. He's suspended in the air, and the view sort of from behind,
yep,
you can see the ball bouncing, right?
Oh, yeah. When they showed one angle, because on TV, everyone, I think to the naked eye, I think everyone's like, hey, he was down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People knew the ball popped out,
right?
But people were thinking,
his knee was down.
He's down. And then as soon as they show the replay, Palmer's like, whoa, hang on.
Yeah.
Go back.
Holy crap.
He's like, that's a fumble.
They're going to win. And then you realize, oh, my God, you know what? They're going to have to run out the clock here. And Arkansas's going to get a ball back. And that young kicker who you were counting on missing, he may get another shot at this. And sure enough, it gets to be third and nine. And Brendan Lewis' helmets comes off.
Yep.
And so he's got to come out. And they're like, oh, plot thickens here. Sending the backup quarterback, Arrington Maiden. He, by the way, does have a history of rushing the ball at the University of Memphis. Here's the history. One rush against UTSA, minus 3 yards. So you're like, oh, okay, here's what's going to happen. And Ryan even said this afterwards. What's going to happen here is we're just going to do 3 yards and a cloud of dust, and we're going to punt. That was the grand plan. That was the whole plan. That's what Ryan said. It was not Arrington Maiden's plan.
Nope.
He took that ball. He ran into the line. He hit the pile. And then unbelievably, incredibly, the pile just kept moving. It was like, holy smokes, is John Riggins in there somewhere? What the hell is happening? This is unbelievable. And all of a sudden, 11 yards down the field, first down. Ryan talked about it. He's like, watching it, it was like, oh.
Yeah, because at first you're like, oh. And then you're like, okay, it's still going to be short. And then you.
Just an incredible play. And obviously the play that turned the game was the fumble. The play that sort of defined the will that it required to win that game was Arrington Maiden's run. That was like, and let's be honest, the play you should be most embarrassed about and mortified about if you are an Arkansas fan.
The third name.
Is that play.
Because they had, if you watch it from, they have four guys there, and it was almost like they just thought he was down, and they
you
just stopped playing.
You SEC
yeah.
defenders. What the hell, man? And he just wasn't, was not going to be denied. It was just an unbelievable, and a run that people literally, as long as they're Memphis football fans, people remember that run. I mean, let's be honest. It comes down to the Sutton Smith touchdown run, the fumble, and then that run to seal, right?
Yep.
So an incredible win for the Memphis Tigers. What does it mean? Well, first of all, they just keep doing this. You can slice the sort of wins over Power 5, wins over SEC, home wins over however you want, right? But I think the best way to put it is this is their fourth straight win, fourth straight home win over an SEC team. It's this win, it's the win over State, it's a win over Ole Miss, and it's another win over Ole Miss. The last four times SEC teams have come to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, they have lost. That's incredible. The last win by an SEC team was Mississippi State against a Larry Porter team. That was the last win at Simmons Bank Stadium. Ole Miss beat them on the road. Mississippi State, like there were road losses. Missouri, that game was played on the road. But in terms of SEC, when SEC teams come to Memphis, the last four times they have lost, which is incredible. And that, by the way, is over, it's different coaches.
I think it was 10 years.
Yeah. But incredible. And then if you just go with Ryan, it is his fourth straight win, home, away, wherever, over a Power 4 team. It's this one, it's West Virginia, it's Florida State, and it's Iowa State. The last four, right? Those four.
Yep.
And the loss that interrupts that is
Missouri in
St. Louis. But so literally, the last four times they have played Power 4 teams, they have won, all under Ryan. And the last four times that SEC teams have come into Memphis, they have won, and they have beaten them. And you contrast that with, hell, there are a lot of, some of the teams we'll talk about later, a lot of Power 4 teams that have lost, like, you know, don't have records that can match that. And incredible accomplishment. It also helps explain why these games are hard to get. Who the hell wants to come in here and get your brains beaten out by Memphis? And then if you, wherever you are reading or watching about the playoff today, the team that is considered by the prognosticators the most likely to represent the group of five, the team that has emerged, is Memphis. Now, doesn't mean that they're the betters think that. Honestly, the truth of the matter is, John pointed this out to me, they're still the third favorite in conference to win the conference, right? They're behind South Florida and Tulane to win the conference. But right now, Memphis is getting credit from all the people who write about college football and talk about college football as, okay, they're now the one that has emerged, because we saw what happened to Tulane. Tulane got their brains beat in by Ole Miss. We saw what happened to South Florida. South Florida got their brains beat in by Miami. And Memphis
gets them both at home.
Yeah, and Memphis gets them both at home. So they are now in a position to do, to make good on this. Like, Ryan was asked after the game, is this the biggest win of your tenure? And he rattled off a lot of the other big wins. And there were a lot of other big wins. I don't actually count West Virginia and Iowa State in bowl games as big as the wins. I would put this one up with Central Florida, right?
Yep.
Mississippi State, Florida State, and this one.
Yep.
Are the ones that, and some of you may have others. But what unites the Central Florida, the Mississippi State, and the Florida State, all of which at the time, I would even argue this, at the time that they happened, they all felt bigger than this one.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's true? Coming back to beat Central Florida, which had been your nemesis, the way they did in the early days of Ryan, that was like, holy smokes. Knocking off Florida State and Mike Norvell at Florida State, beating Mike Leach and Mississippi State. Like, then what happened was, Memphis subsequently lost games.
Yeah,
and they didn't turn into ruinously bad years, but it took a lot of the bloom off of those.
They were unable to build upon.
They didn't build upon it.
Yeah.
They squandered the momentum by losing games that they shouldn't have lost. Right? They just did. That's just what happened. And so it's why you can now say, well, this one, like this one's all fresh and new, and it's at a critical point of Ryan's tenure, and the playoff system has been created. And so there's a real opportunity here, but it's the same as last year after beating Florida State. You now have to go and do the thing that you haven't done. And the opportunity is obviously there to do it, but you now have to get to the title game in the conference. And honestly, you really should win it. And so it creates hopefully great momentum and great excitement and a great opportunity, but now you have to do this. They've done this part before, right? They've done this before. What they haven't done is the other thing yet, right? And so now, does the way they played, Jeffrey, that was the other thing here, is that we're like, oh, we're going to finally see what they look like. We're going to finally get a better sense of this team. Does it give you greater confidence in the ability to do the next thing, the thing that everyone wants them to do?
It does, because while no one's going to sit there and say Arkansas's got a great defense, they do have bodies on defense that I was like, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to run the football. That was not the problem. They were able to run it pretty much exactly how they intended to. Their defense could be a little bit leaky, but I still thought they had guys. They didn't really have a ton of like coverage busts. Like, they had the one touchdown early that clearly
wide open,
right?
Like,
other than that, like they had guys around the ball. Like they were pretty solid against what I would consider as a really good run game. I thought they were really good against quarterback run.
I think one of the things we're starting to see here is that like the quarterback and running back get a lot of credit, and they should. And we'll talk about them in a minute. It's a pretty good offensive line.
Yes.
It may well be Ryan's best offensive line, and
they were moving people.
Yeah, and so that travels, baby. You can have that game in and game out, and then, Sutton Smith could be a running back on any team in the country. Like, I'm not saying he was going to start at Michigan, right? But he get carries. Like, he is a tremendous running back, and Brendan Lewis is interesting because he's just not that accurate. Now, I think the first half, and Ryan talked about this, he said it's the biggest game he's ever played in, biggest home game he's ever played in, and so he thought he was uncharacteristically off in the first half. And he came out, and he was much better in the second half. He'll still miss some throws, but the legs are a weapon. They don't want to run him as much as they did in that game.
But you like, got it in those kind of games. You gotta,
and he will have to continue to do that. And that is something again. The offensive line, I think you can count on week in, week out. Sutton Smith, you can count on week in, week out. DeRozier made his way back and was important in this one. Brendan Lewis's legs, something you can build on. Braham is turning into clearly the number one receiver. I think there's a lot to feel good about, and then you realize you got South Florida and Tulane at home. I think there's a lot to feel good about this team going forward, and to think that, okay, maybe this is the team that can build on this big win in a way that previous teams did not.
Yeah. The running game is a huge part of that for me.
Huge. I mean, it is what they are. I mean, it is very clearly what they are. In terms of the crowd and the vibe, 39,861 was the official count. There was a lot of red. That was good, by the way. One of the reasons, one of the things you like about bringing a SEC team here is you get a lot of red, right? I mean, I wasn't discouraged, or I saw some people saying, too much red. No, the red was fine. There was much more blue than red, but the red was fine. You know, you can argue, like, they called it a sellout. I'll be honest, I walked up to the ticket booth 5 minutes before the game kicked off, and they offered me a ticket. So, and there were definitely corners there, yeah, which were empty. Like, so I don't really believe it was an actual sellout. And so that's kind of too bad. You would have liked a hard sellout, like whatever. It was the, in terms of sellouts, it was at least official. It was the first sellout since the SMU game, the game day game. Now, that was 62 or 63,000. That was more north of 60,000 for that one. This was 39,000. But here's the point, is you got to figure a lot of these people will now be much more likely to come back.
Yeah,
right?
You needed this type of win
to make people to believe, to create some enthusiasm. And I think hopefully they have done that. Just a massive, massive game for the Memphis Tigers. All right. So typically on Mondays, we do the fight song roundup in the second segment. We are going to, because we've been prodded by management to take calls. Also, I like you people. And so we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. And if you want to talk about this game, if you were at this game, if you want an Arkansas fan and you want Sam Pittman fired, if you are want to complain about something or applaud something or point out something we have not pointed out, we will take your calls when we return, 445-0929, 445-0929, and we will get to the fight song roundup at some point because there's a lot more to get to. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a very happy Monday, 445-0929. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. We have opened the phone lines to get your thoughts on what transpired Saturday at the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. 445-0929. Jeffrey, who do we got?
Jeff, we start with Latrell in Cordova. Latrell, you're
hey,
on.
Hey, Latrell.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Man, look. I am so impressed with the Tigers. I really believe that they're going to do it this year. They're going to finish it out, and we're going to the playoffs. And I really believe that the big conference schools, if we get in the big conference, we're going to be one of the top teams in the conference in basketball, football, and all sports. I truly, truly believe that. People like coming to Memphis, man. They got some dogs out there on their football field, and I love it.
Thank you.
Go Tigers.
Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Achille in Orange Mound. Achille, you're on.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm excited. Hey, listen. I was at that game. I rushed the field. My 55-year-old ass is tired. I'm sore right now. But I'm going to tell you something.
That game,
we needed that win, but Memphis needed that more. It was more than just football for me. It was about the possibility of what Memphis can be. When you got white people and black people coming together for one cause, uplifting this city, just rooting each other on. It was a possibility of what Memphis could be. Now, I know today we're going to go back to our division, our same old thing, but in that moment, it was Memphis as I hope and wish it could be.
That was great. And it's funny. It is interesting. Like Ryan and then Ed Scott, I talked to briefly after the game too, both pointed out good for the city. That's not something you always hear like with football teams, right? Good for the city. How was it rushing the field, by the way? Did you have to drop down for like, how'd that go?
So my girlfriend and my sister like, there go the steps right there. I'm the steps. Hell no. I'm climbing down. I'm dropping down. I dropped down. I told security guards right there. I said, I'm jumping right on top of you guys so you catch me. I jumped down there and I ran on that field. It was ecstatic. It felt more than a basketball game, a football game.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929. Your thoughts on Memphis over Arkansas. Who's next?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jeff, we go to Brandon in Midtown. Brandon, you're on.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Jeff. It's Brandon Bumgarner here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Follow up on what the last gentleman just said. Yes, that is a win this city needed, not just the program. We've had a lot of division in this city the last several years. I think if we come together as a fan base and as a city, this football team can provide us that guidance to get us to where we want to be. That last Saturday was the definition of what Memphis is. Don't let anybody else fool you. That win is what Memphis is. That is what we are as a city, not just as a football program. Also, side note, when are we going to start putting more faith in our football program than we are our basketball program? Sorry, I know that'll push some buttons, but we can guarantee a chance to compete for a national title in football. We cannot do it in basketball anymore.
You don't have to pick, though, Brandon. You don't have to pick. You can love them both.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I love the Tiger. I love Tiger basketball too. But when it comes to football, we need to be focused on football. That's my opinion.
Right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Chris in East Memphis. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good.
I just wanted to say that that was probably one of the best sporting events, college or pro, that I've ever been to in person. The comeback was amazing. Mike Byron.
Lose faith in the first half? Did you lose faith? Were you ever tempted to say, you know what, it's hot, I think I'll go home?
Well, when we were talking about it in the stands, and we were saying we need a touchdown before the half. I mean, a field goal would be nice, but a touchdown before the half was going to restore our faith. And when we got that touchdown, we looked at each other and we said, so we have a chance.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. 445-0929, 445-0929 if you want to get in on this. Who's next, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we got our friend Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Dale, look, man, I consider you a pretty important person in this city. You're a dignitary. You know, you wear this city with honor, man.
There's a butt coming. There's a butt coming. There's a butt coming.
Well, no, it's not a butt. It's not a butt. What I need you to do, and I'll drive you there myself, let's go talk to the Commissioner Sankey and tell him this is why we belong home. The SEC is where we belong, Jeff. I mean, for the city, like to play on the thing that you guys just said, what's the economic impact to have these guys coming in here? Arkansas, Ole Miss, Tennessee. I know it won't happen, man, but I'm going to beat the drum until the day I die, man. It's where we belong, Jeff. Let's do it. We got $200 million, and we'll come 10 years, no return, man. Let's do it,
I'm with you, Dennis. Appreciate it. Thank you. I wish I could get that done for the city. I wish I could get that done. 445-0929. Who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Lee in West Memphis. Lee, you're on.
Hey, Lee.
Woo, hello, hey, barbecue that hog on Saturday. I like it.
So you're in enemy territory. You're in enemy territory there in West Memphis, but you are a Tiger fan?
I'm a Tiger, yeah. I live in Memphis, but actually working over here today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a lot of Razorback flags flying. Not a lot going on. Hey, the Tigers got their own version of the tush push, the way they finished that, got that first down. I like it. Did not know why Ryan was calling the timeouts at the end of the game. If you could shed some light on that, thank you.
Jeffrey, did you ever figure out what the hell was going on there? He basically said that the officials gave him a timeout that he didn't ask for. Like, it was...
So the only thing I thought was, at first, was he trying to call timeout to see if Brennan could get back in?
He basically said that they were giving him timeouts he did not ask for. It was a very confusing situation at the end of the game, which they happily did survive. 445-0929, who's next?
Jeff, let's go to Frank at the Skybox in Collierville. Frank, you're on.
Hey, Frank.
Jeff, what's up, my friend?
How was it there at the Skybox?
It's always good at the Skybox.
But it must have been bedlam.
Especially when, and everybody hung in there. When we got down a bunch, I mean, you still had people staying and hanging. That touchdown at the end of the half, which really and truly, if you listen to the guys, they thought it was going to be offensive interference. But it wasn't. It was a touchdown. They needed it. I think it gave people a little bit of hope. But, you know, you got to give the Tigers credit, man. you think they could have cashed it in a couple of times after getting down by so much, and you got to give them that. I mean, I attribute that to Silverfield. I mean, those guys hung in there and fought and never quit. Made a great hit there on the goal line. Got the ball back, and the rest is history, and they're 4-0.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's something we've said about Ryan, is that he very – like, this is not a one-off. This is what his teams do. They don't roll over. They don't quit. They've had comeback after comeback after comeback. And to be able to instill that in a team that you've just recreated over the summer with more than 70 new players, you just got to give him full credit for his ability to do that. It's obviously one of his superpowers. 445-0929, who's next?
Jeff, we got another Frank. Let's go to Frank in East Memphis. Frank, you're on.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
Good.
I have two children who graduated from the University of Arkansas, and I've been a season ticket holder for the University of Memphis football. So I was kind of like Switzerland. I couldn't lose. So I'm very happy for the Tigers that they won. But I've seen the Sam Pittman era at Arkansas, and I think the play that pretty much just – summarizes his era. The two minute warning in the fourth quarter, they go and the timeout happens, and Arkansas is driving to try to win the game, and they get a 12 man substitution.
Oh, coming out of the timeout!
That's a great pull. That really was a big moment.
We looked at each other and said, "That is a firing offense."
I'm looking at my buddy. I said, That didn't just happen, did it? Because that 2 minute break,
100%.
I swear it seemed like it was 10 minutes.
And then you get an illegal substitution.
And I told my friend, I said, "Hey, that guy's trying to run out of the huddle." And next thing you know, there's the flag.
That was Larry Porter-esque right there. That was Larry Porter-esque. Unbelievable.
That's been the Sam Pittman era. And then on another note, Jeff, and I know you're a mid 60-year-old guy. And yesterday, I don't know why I did it, but I went down the rabbit hole, and on Facebook, the people ripping you for writing a
there was a very small. I appreciate that, but there was a very small amount of pushback
because
I used the
it.
Word miracle. No. The headline was something like, "How did Memphis beat Arkansas? It took a miracle and heart." Okay, that was the headline.
It.
So people who
it was
didn't,
a miracle that they fumbled the ball on the 6 yard line.
People who didn't read the column objected to the word miracle because it didn't give the Tigers full credit for the. But read the column.
No,
come on,
just,
man! Like that was ridiculous.
And then it evolved into your show and everything.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Sometimes I answer these folks, sometimes I don't. Literally, a guy wrote and he said, "Didn't read the column," because he's not a subscriber to the Daily Memphian. He said, "But it wasn't a miracle. You're demeaning the Tigers for not." Come on, man. Read the column. There's nothing about that did anything other than celebrate the Tigers. And by the way, heart was in the headline. Even if you wanted to just judge it off the headline, the word heart was in the headline. So, but yeah, then it turned up. Then it devolved into, I stopped listening to Jeff when Chris Harrington said the New York Times is a reliable source of information. And I'm like, listen, if you're someone who thinks the New York Times is not a reliable source of information, you probably don't need to be following me on Facebook. Like, you know, you probably don't need to be following me. We're just going to disagree. Anyway, that's what it devolved into. We shouldn't have brought that up. But the truth is,
after a win,
is that almost everyone is nice, like really nice. I have the good fortune of having a job where people come up to me and say, thanks for what you do, which is preposterous. I just have a good time. I'm the recipient of all the joy of having lived and worked in Memphis for all these years. It has been the greatest stretch of my life. But people literally come up to me and thank me for my work. So if a few people object to the fact, Tiger fans object to the word that I use, the fact that I use the word miracle as well as heart in the headline, I will live with that. Do we have anyone else?
We got one more, Jeff. Let's go to Mike in Cordova.
Sorry to make you wait, but Mike, during that, the little soliloquy, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys, it's all good. But I just wanted to say I had two takeaways from the game. One was Silverfield's bold play calling, even though I didn't disagree with the trick play near halftime, but I liked the fact that he was willing to take that risk. And RDBs did really good. I was like a little concerned of how they would hold up against that passing game. And RDBs, they stepped up, and they did good on coverage. It was a good game from a promising game.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I don't disagree, Jeffrey.
No, we talked about it.
There was the one bust.
Yep.
And then, yeah, there were completed passes, but you know, you're going to have that.
But they had guys around.
Yeah. Taylor Green threw for 325 yards. Like he's a hell of a player. But they got the critical picks.
But 18 of 34.
Yeah, well, 18 of 34. And now one of those picks, the first one was just like, what are you thinking? But honestly, even in the dropped interception, that was just a great play by Wilson. He didn't hang on to it.
Right, didn't finish the play, but yeah.
But I thought for the defense, even though like they gave up a bunch of yards, they gave up 3 points in the second half to that Arkansas team. It was a worthy performance.
I just didn't see the bust. Like the first play, and that was well schemed up. That was the leak in the tight end. And sometimes they make plays too. But I thought in general what encouraged me was they were around the ball a lot more than I thought I expected.
All right. I'll remind you that this is fall now, ladies and gentlemen. It is fall. It is officially here. Fall has fallen. And no better time to get to Oak Hall than right now. You might be moving from the Peter Millar shirts to the Peter Millar quarter zips and hoodies. But if so, you'll be like the Manning family and you'll look spectacular and you can get them. You might not be interested in the Arkansas colors today as you would, but Memphis colors, Tennessee colors. Tennessee gets a win over the weekend. Ole Miss colors. Ole Miss gets a win over the weekend. Alabama colors. They're not dead like they appeared to be. But mostly you go in there because the clothes are spectacular. And the people are the secret sauce. It is truly a legendary store. But when I say legendary, it might sound intimidating. It is a warm, welcoming store that honestly has embraced me. It turned me from one of the worst dressed people in Memphis to someone who could look pretty good on occasion. And if they can do it with me, they can certainly do it with you. So head on in for your quarter zaps, for your hoodies, for a sport coat. How about that? A nice fall sport coat to spruce up your wardrobe. It is a fabulous place, and I would urge you, now that fall, celebrate the coming of fall with a trip to see our friends at Oak Hall. Chris Harrington joins the show. We're late. We haven't done the fight song roundup. We might go pretty short with Chris today because we got to get to the fight song roundup. We got a lot more to talk about. We haven't even mentioned the NFL, Jeffrey. Jackson Dart time?
God, I hope so.
Well, back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.